The reason why I believe Santa is Satan is because, you know, he's taking glorification away from the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of his nicknames is Old Saint Nick. You ever heard that saying before? Look up Old Nick right now in your smartphones if you want to, and look what it says that means. It's a nickname for Satan, literally. Like, and it'll cite the encyclopedias that say that too. So old, you know, people say Old Saint Nick, you know, oh, that just means he's Saint Nicholas. No, Old Nick means Satan. Look it up. I'm not lying about it. You can look for yourselves. But anyway, you can do that later if you want. But I'm not lying to you, like Santa Claus. Anyway, 2 Corinthians chapter 11, let's look at verse 14. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. Why would it surprise us that on a day where the Lord should be glorified, which obviously it could have been any day of the year, but we just practice celebrating Christmas at a certain time of year, okay? The day really isn't important, okay? We're doing it on the 20th. It's not the 25th, all right? We're not doing it on the 24th. We're doing it on the 20th. Big deal. It doesn't really make a difference. But what we're gathered together to do today was to celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. But what Satan wants to do is he wants to take the message and twist it. He wants people to lie to their children. He wants all this stuff to happen because why? Well, as we go through the sermon, you'll start to see the reason why. But it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, 14, it says, "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." See, a lot of the religions around the world, they don't realize that who they're really worshiping is Satan, because he can appear as an angel of light. Who do you think appeared to Muhammad in the cave? It wasn't a real angel. It was the devil himself or one of his minions. And so now you have a religion where billions of people are in it following who? Ultimately, who's the father of lies? Who's the one that made lies in the first place? It was the devil himself. And the Bible says he was a murderer from the beginning. And when he tells a lie, he's the father of it. What's God saying when he says that? He's saying that he's the first person that invented lying. So he's the father of lies. And guess what? Every lie that perpetuates is from him. In all these false religions and these false characters.